I did not come to Norway for its aquaculture, but in Norway it is unavoidable. Farmed salmon is Norway's third biggest export after oil and gas. There are 1,758 farms along its 13,000-mile coast and in its fjords. There are also 20 aquaculture visitor centres, a startling number for someone from the UK, where there are precisely none, despite a flourishing Scottish salmon farm industry. The Norway Fisheries Museum offers school trips to visit fish farms, including a trip on a fast inflatable boat, or RIB. But though I am welcome for a talk, the RIB is full. I write to a huge seafood company that sponsors the Storablå Aquaculture Centre in Bergen. I expect my email to sink without a bubble. Then someone called Oyvind says he can take me out to Borgøy Salmon Farm. The meeting point is a small marina where there are sensational views of snowy islets and the fjord. It takes us 10 minutes on a comfortable warm boat to get there. I've never seen a fish farm up close before. As the boat slowly steams up to the ugly rings, I see the fishers are jumping. "They have to do that," says Oyvind, when I express pleasure at the leaping. "It's how they get air." Oyvind gives me facts as we slowly pass the salmon pens. The pens go deep. Their skirts, the walls of netting, can descend 40 metres. Divers are employed to fix holes in the net, as long as they are not too deep. But otherwise, monitoring is done by a fixed camera and ROVs. Holes and frays happen often enough, either because of rotting caused by lice treatments or because bluefin tuna, now plentiful around here again, go through it like a torpedo.